thinking about people in our lives who made a difference. And we put it in terms of what's known as Beatitudes. I'm wearing this day a poppy with the year 1944 on it. And 1944 was an important year for many of us, for it was the year of our birth. But it's also an important year because 75 years ago, in June the 6th, I think, to be exact, was the beginning of the end of Hitler's rule and the invasion into Europe to beat down the Nazis, to bring freedom to Europe, to people from all countries, including Germany, who had been captured by this cancer called Nazism. And Juno Beach happened in June of 1944, where people who we never will know courageously moved forward against great opposition to enter into Europe and to make a difference, to bring freedom. And we are the beneficiaries of what they've bequeathed to us. We are the ones who have freedom today to worship as we want, to listen to whatever kind of music we want, to just be who we are. We benefit from their gift to us. And our responsibility is to remember what drove them forward with courage and patriotism, and to think about it in terms of who we are in this year of 2019. As I mentioned earlier, that the Beatitudes are the commandments for Christians. The commandments from Jesus for Christians are the Beatitudes. And I think about the people who were at Juno Beach, and I think about the others who fought their way across Europe to bring freedom for us today and for our children and our grandchildren and children yet to come. Thinking about some of the emotions that they themselves must have had. Some of you have letters that you have received from maybe your parent was fighting there and wrote a letter home and it went to your mother or your father, but most of the time it was men writing back. And maybe your parent was killed in Europe and lies in one of the cemeteries there. Or maybe they came back spiritually wounded, if not physically wounded, and they never were quite the same. And it impacted your life. A lot of people who went over experienced war fatigue, or today we'd call it post-traumatic stress disorder. And their spirit got broken. They were poor in spirit, but Jesus says, blessed are they, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Maybe those of us here in Canada, a lot of mourning happened as people came back who weren't the same again, or people were lost who were close to you. I know in my own household, my father, who worked in munitions, he was a very peacemaker man, but it turned him angry and violent, and he often acted out. And mother said it was because of his experience making munitions, and he made and oversaw the making of a lot of the munitions that were used in Europe, and had to deal with the fact that somebody made mistakes and they blew up a bomb-making factory by accident. And people lost their lives. And he never was the same again. He blamed himself that he hadn't trained a certain worker who was, they were loading these munitions by hand. And there were strict instructions to not put in the gunpowder or whatever was the substance. Maybe it was cordite, I'm not sure. But too quickly, and the guy was bored, and poured it in fast, and it blew up and blew up the whole bomb making factory. And everybody on duty that night died. And Dad was the trainer of these people, and he blamed himself, even though he was back at home when it all blew up. So he was mourning for the rest of his life. And you probably have all your own stories that are similar. But Jesus calls them blessed. Jesus calls the meek blessed. A lot of people who went over to fight were actually very peaceful people, and some of them, as a matter of conscience, would not fight, but they served in the medical corps. And they were meek. And people made fun of them sometimes. But Jesus said, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. People really worked hard in wartime, whether it be the Second World War, Korean War, or the peacekeeping conflicts, or anywhere Canada served. They want things done in justice and righteousness. And Jesus blesses that. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. There are many, many, many examples of mercy being shown in the midst of the bad situation. And we are to remember that we are called ourselves today to be merciful. And we try to be merciful as we receive immigrants and refugees into this country. And we have to really resist the urge that people have to not allow these people into this country. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. One of the honors that I've had in my own ministry is to sit down and debrief peacemakers when they've come back to Canada. Specifically, in my case, was people had been in Bosnia, and how their spirits were broken and how difficult they'd seen many awful things and how it affected them. But they were peacemaking and what they had to deal with. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. A lot of people get persecuted for joining up in the armed forces. There's lots of reason why people have negative things to say. But overall, the people who serve, serve in honor and serve with the best of intent. And we must be there beside them to give them support. And when we hear bullying going on, to step in and stop it. We are all called to be the members of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is supposed to start here on earth, and we are called to be builders of heaven now. And so on this Remembrance Weekend, I invite us through our own actions and our thoughts today and tomorrow, when we see people who we know were involved or were involved, to give them thanks, to give them support, to give them a sense of love, a sense of our caring. And also we should have understanding. It's okay to be criticizing when criticism is important and needed, but also understanding must be given, and care and love. For we are called to be Christian. We are called to be the instruments of Jesus as we follow the commandments of Jesus. And so today, as we receive the sacrament to which we're all invited, I pray that that sense of the presence of God's love within us will energize us to work and to reach out to others in our midst. And that in our own way, we work at being peacemakers. For Jesus calls us to be peacemakers and restorers of the world. May God bless us all. Amen.